Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host this evening, and I'm so incredibly grateful that you are here, that you are back, that you are joining me on this lovely, lovely evening, this lovely day that we are having. I really liked this last location that I was at in my backyard. My mom jazzed it up a little bit more. She's been in her summer floral patio season. And so we got some new patio furniture, got some flowers, some umbrellas. I'm feeling cozy. I'm feeling the vibe. It is Sunday, you know, the day of rest, the day of relaxation, the day of reset. That is going to be a really big word for us today, but a day of reset. And so, yeah, I decided to pay another week to this spot while I can. And I'm so glad that you are joining me. Today, I decided to get myself a little drink. I'm an Olipop girl. I love an Olipop. And this is strawberry vanilla. So let's do a little, like, I don't know if anyone likes ASMR. I wonder how this sounds. But we got ourselves like a little drinky. And let's get comfy. Let's get comfortable. And let's get ready to talk about it. Okay, I just poured my drink into a glass because it's just more fun. So let's try her. That hits. That hits very hard. All right, Annabelle. How was this week? How are we doing? What is new? What is up? Where are we at? This week was a pretty good one. Let's rate it. I would rate it like a 7.5 out of 10. I was pretty busy with work this week, so that was really great just because I was running around doing a ton of things. I was less into the social events, which I needed, you guys. I needed that reset. Remember that word? Reset, reset, reset. I needed that reset this week. And that kind of really, really, really created the concept for this podcast. This episode, I was mainly focusing on my routine. I have felt a little out of my routine, a little out of my zone, less focused on myself and more focused on other people and what I can give to other people, that I literally completely lost what I needed to give to myself. I was really exhausted, low energy, a lot of fatigue. I was feeling like I was getting sick. My immune system was not at its all-time high. And I just wasn't feeling my best and most awesome self. You guys, like, that kind of happens when we lose our routine. And so this past week, I really wanted to re-welcome my routine, right? It's summer. Majority, if not all of us, are done with school, thank God. Yeah. And so normally around this time anyway, we're all kind of refiguring out our routine. We're all refiguring out when we want to wake up, what we want to do with our day, when our work schedule is, that kind of thing. And I think the one thing that I have really liked about post-grad is my routine has stayed fairly consistent because obviously, like, I don't have a summer break. Like, I'm working, which... that's great. It's something to get used to. I'm like, I feel the FOMO of when the UV is above 7. I want to cry. But you guys, we're reconfiguring our routine and what we want. When I think about a routine, a day-to-day set of things that you want to have done, I think about things that you need to check off. I think about things that you want to achieve, things that you want to do for yourself, for others, plans that you have for that day, responsibilities that you have for that day, everything that you do to compile what your day looks like. That is what I think of when I envision a routine, okay? Now, we need to normalize that routines take energy, okay? You are going to feel different about your routine when you wake up and you are exhausted. You are probably not going to be the most driven person in the morning if you get in at 1 a.m., and that's okay. But you're probably not going to want to work out at 6 a.m. if you do that. You know, if you make an unrealistic routine for yourself, knowing your plans and responsibilities for the next day, you are probably not going to want to participate in that. Another thing that goes into that factor is schedule changes, right? This could mean when you add something to your normal day-to-day life, such as if you get a job, get a different job, You volunteer somewhere where you have certain things in a certain time slot. Maybe that's a workout class that you're taking every single day, or doing this at a certain day each time that you add to your list, that you kind of have to shift other things around. Even that could be traveling, right? When you have to travel someplace. These schedule changes often force us to reconfigure what our routine is that day and how we set ourselves up, meaning what time you get up, when you leave the house, what you do in that morning by the time you get up versus the time you have something, right? Like everything that you do within that slot before your added or changed or adjusted schedule. Another thing, and I want this to sit with us when we are creating routines, is that sometimes, a lot of the times, we create routines that aren't sustainable. Routines are built around motivation. And I think one thing that I also struggle with is kind of correlates with the first one, right? That routines take energy, but we base our routine around what we want for ourselves, what we want to get done within that day, what we want to attend, what we want to experience, you know, what we want to do, right? But often, I know I feel this way. I'll wake up and I'll be like, I was feeling extra motivated to hit that 6 a.m. workout, and I probably should not have done that. I probably should not have signed up for that class, even though I know it's gonna feel good. I was feeling a little ambitious, right? Signing up for that class. It's almost like when you create a routine that's too hard or too much or too difficult to achieve, you feel exhausted, frustrated, annoyed. You feel unhealthy. You feel not like yourself, unorganized, frantic, etc. But also, when you don't have a routine, you feel frustrated, annoyed, frantic, unorganized, everything, right? You feel chaotic. So the question is, how do we find a routine that's just right? Like Goldilocks, how do we find something that's right in the middle? And I think the main thing to think about is that that's different for all of us. One facade that we often build into, I know I build into this a lot, is the romanticization on social media. You'll look at influencers who will put together these morning routines, day in the life videos, or whatever they put together of what they do, right? What their mornings look like. And obviously, we know this, they romanticize everything. I like to romanticize my life. I love a good morning routine. I love a what did I do this morning? What did I eat this morning? What is this? What is that? Right? It's fun, it's aesthetic, it's entertaining. But it creates this comparison that, you know, they are doing so much more than you might be doing. And one thing that I often have to remind myself of is literally their video relates in four clips of them making their morning coffee. Five clips of them making their breakfast or just of their breakfast, six clips on them making their bed, a couple clips of their outfit, maybe them getting in their car, going to get a Starbucks, I don't know, something, right? Maybe going to class, going to work. Now, you guys, that's everything that we do. That's the same thing that we do. They just are making it in multiple clips to make it seem like they're doing so much, which some people, I will give credit to, some people do a ton in their morning. Some people do a ton in their day. And those are always really interesting to watch. But I feel like the majority of people, especially when you do it every day, they're creating and recording multiple, multiple, multiple clips of themselves and compiling it all together that create an organized aesthetic day in the life. Right? I feel this way. I feel this way, especially in my own day. If I don't do 20,000 things in my morning, you know, because in my mind, I'm comparing myself to all these videos and all these other people who are doing so, so much with their morning. I feel as though I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm not being productive enough. I'm honestly feeling more tired because I'm trying to fit more in my day to be like these people. And I'm exhausting all of my energy on like doing so much in a day that I'm ending it on literally negative 20 all the time. And it's just, I don't feel like I'm getting the most because I'm running around and I'm lacking my presence. I'm lacking my in the moment. I'm lacking my relatability and my relationship with the people that I'm seeing, because I'm just bouncing around from walk, from work, from working out, to dinner, to drinks, to this, to that. Or on another day, I am trying to zen out in the morning and reset and reflect in my morning. And I checked off my 15 minutes of reflection, but did I actually reflect? Like, did I actually soak in what my Bible was telling me? Or did I actually understand what I wanted to think about and what I desired to think about? Or was it just to check something off my list? That kind of a thing, right? Where it's the hustle and the fast-paced culture that we've created that's like, you need to do this, 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 this. And if you don't check everything off your list, or if you don't do it at this pace, then it's not quick enough. It's not good enough. It's not authentic enough. It's not real enough. When honestly, slowing down and soaking things in and being so in the moment and so authentic and so zoned on what you're doing and present is so much more valuable and so much more healthier for yourself. If you were to create a routine that's not based off of the fast-paced hustle and quick and speedy culture that we've created, and instead on valuing what is in front of you and truly being present and soaking it in, I promise you, and this is hard for me too, I promise you, you get so much more out of your day, and you're not ending the day on negative 20. And I think this is why, you guys, it is so important to create multiple different routines for yourself, multiple different ways that you can wake up, you can check certain things off your list, especially if you're someone like myself who likes to check things off their list, but you have that freshness and that newness each day that you can kind of pick and choose the way you want to spend each day, okay? Versus having one routine that is not sustainable, that is draining, and that doesn't correlate and fit in with the unpredictability of life. This past week, as I've thought about my routine and what I need for a productive day, a productive week, all that jazz, I have compiled a list of a few things that are important to me. And I think that a lot of them, a lot of people relate with. I think that they're very common, but I can't emphasize this enough that these are what I need in a day, right? These are what I need to feel good about myself, but we all have different portions of this that we need. So I am strictly just going to list certain things that I need and that I enjoy in my routine. But if you are someone that's like, yeah, I need that, I agree with that, that is right on my routine as well. Take note too that we might spend different amounts of time in these certain realms, which is totally okay. So just take note of that. So the first thing, and I have talked about this a ton, I've become such a grandma when it comes to my bedtime. Okay, I believe your day routine starts when you go to bed. I love my me time in my bed, but I might get into bed at like 9 o'clock. However, I won't actually fall asleep until like 10:30, because we all know the feeling of like looking at the time and being like, what the heck? This is something that is like so, so, so important to me, because it is such a game changer, you guys. Like, the times that I get 5 hours of sleep and I'm exhausted for the rest of the week versus the times when I get 9 hours of sleep, 8 to 9 hours of sleep, I feel completely brand new. It is so important to me. And very few days, very few times I can run off of like 6 hours of sleep throughout my day consistently. But when I get into bed, I have my little sleepy tea. I either scroll for a little bit, or if I am reading my book for book club or like zoning in on that, have my time to like reset my brain and just not think. When I engage in that, you guys, my next morning is so much better. I'm still tired. It's not like I wake up like jumping out of bed doing jumping jacks and like a total ray of sunshine. No, I still struggle to get out of bed, but I feel more rested. And once I get up and get out of bed, which is the hardest part, I'm ready for my day. I'm so ready for my day. And I think that that has something to do with the amount of sleep that I get. When I get out of bed, my eyes, like, I'm awake. When I do my skincare, I'm like, okay, like, now I don't need to get back into bed. I'm feeling good. Versus when I don't get a lot of sleep, or my routine wasn't, enough to reset me for the next day, I'm carrying that exhaustion throughout my whole morning. Second, some sort of movement throughout the day. I really want to emphasize that there is a difference between overworking and working out to feel good about yourself. I often struggle with the difference sometimes because once I get into a workout kick, I need to like kill myself every single day. I need to like leave the workout drenched in sweat. I need to be like, okay, I hit my max. I burned out. Like I am tired. Some days I leave and I have like a really hard workout. And some days when I am feeling very energized and I am feeling like I got great sleep, like I'm feeling like well rested, I'm feeling perfect, I will leave a killer workout and feel energized. Like I will leave ready and like almost more energized than when I showed up, which is super fun. But I need some sort of movement throughout the day. Movement is medicine. Movement is clarity. Movement is freshness. Movement is just a reset, okay? It's time where you can escape. And I think a lot of us can agree with that. Some people, that's totally fine if you can't. This is just something I need throughout the day. And this doesn't have to be like a hard workout. I enjoy a walk. Some days I'll go on a walk during lunch, which I know we're in the era of like the hot girl walks, right? I mean, we all love an HGW, okay? With, a good podcast, hopefully this one, or some good music, or you're chatting with your bestie, something, right? Some sort of like reset that we can just get out and clear our minds and clear our heads. That is a necessity for me just throughout the day. Another one, which this can also be very inconsistent, and I want to emphasize that because I know a lot of people put a lot of pressure on this, but I need some sort of devotional journal time, reflection, where I can read something and think about the ways that I can better myself and I can clear my heart, clear my mind, clear my spirit. Where I connect with God, where I listen to worship music, I can pray, I can have some sort of alone time. And I try to do at least 15 minutes in the morning. That's when I like to do it. But some mornings are difficult, so sometimes I do it before bed. Where I can do my devotional, I can read the Bible, I can really just be with myself and be with my inner thoughts and connect with God. When I don't do this, one, I often forget why a day was so anxious, right? Our days kind of get meshed up when we do a ton and when time passes us. In my opinion, I think it's kind of beautiful. I think it's kind of beautiful that you can look back and you can be like, okay, I've been through this before. What did I do? Because when you are able to look back at what you did do and create a habit out of that, it makes it easier to get out of that mindset, that habit, that frustration, that feeling in the moment. Versus go through it all over again and be like, that day just sucked. Like, I hated that. I felt very like out of place and frustrated with myself, et cetera. Versus if you've felt these things before, you've been through this before, you can look back and have kind of like a guideline. Another thing that I really like in my day-to-day is some sort of like hygiene, whether that is personal or environmental. Showering, skincare, all that stuff is great. When you wake up, I also do this right before I go to bed. I need to get into my bed clean. I'm kind of a clean freak, but also making my bed. I'm someone who makes my bed in the morning. I pick up everything before I go to bed. I remove my dirty clothes, put them in my hamper. I put things together. I like to lay my clothes out, lay out my workout clothes, have my lunch made. I do think that making your bed in the morning starts your day so well. If you don't do it and you don't feel like you need to do it, totally fine. But like personally, I love when my bed is made. I just feel like everything's clean. I feel like everything's picked up. I feel like I'm prepped. I feel like I'm ready. I feel like there's like no way I can climb back into my bed. So I enjoy stuff like that. Some sort of self-care, hygienic, freshness right in the morning or right before you go to bed. Super, super great. Great way to just start your day, just feeling clean, feeling healthy, feeling right. And lastly, I think there's so much more that I need throughout my day and that I enjoy throughout my day, but this is another thing for me is I do enjoy some sort of fresh air, okay? When I get up and I get going, I do a workout class in the morning that forces me to like even just go from my house to my car. Okay. And I get some sort of like fresh air. I enjoy the morning light. Okay. I don't need to like journal outside. I think that's great time and I enjoy that. But when I at least just like get out first thing in the morning, I feel more excited. I feel more woken up. I feel more ready for the day. I feel like I'm like, okay, like I'm up, I'm out, I'm doing something. I'm like ready, right? When I don't do that, especially when I work from home, this happens a ton. Like if I start my day off and I just work from home, it takes me so much longer to get out of my house. It takes me so much longer to even just change out of pajamas. But when I have something that needs me to like get up and out, I just feel like I'm like, okay, like I started my morning, I got up, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm ready. Like I'm mobile. Routines are so great, you guys. I think that when we compare them to other people's routines, that's when they get to be a little toxic for us. But personally, when you have a routine and you have something to follow throughout the day, they are so nice. It's so nice to just check things off your list and to do things, not just because you have to do it, but because you want to do it, because they'll bring you happiness, they'll bring you joy, they'll bring you energy, they'll bring you excitement for your day and something to look forward to. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love routines. Obviously, as someone who likes to romanticize my life, because I get to be excited for something and I get to look forward to something. And I think the difference and the things that we need to remove from that aggressive and toxic routine is pressure. I think we need to remove the pressure. I think that routines are great. I think that routines are so important, that they're super exciting, that they are something to look forward to, and they bring a lot of energy, joy, they bring a lot of excitement to your day, they bring a lot of discipline to your day, control. They're things that we can look forward to if we create them right. And I think that when we separate the false reality that social media creates with the day in the life videos, the morning in my life videos, the what I did today, how I spent my day, you know, false realities, we're able to be excited for what we need and what we want in the ways that we spend our day versus looking at what other people do to spend their day and comparing ourselves and feeling like we're not doing enough and that we aren't enough and just creating a false comparison, a false sense of urgency. We don't need speed, okay? We don't need anything that's chaotic or out of control or going a million miles per minute. We need something that's going to make us feel better and make us feel more like ourselves. I challenge you to think about the things that you need in a day. Maybe that is just thinking about the days that you felt really good, that you had a lot of energy, that it felt like a really good day. Take note, especially if you have one of those days coming up and you leave the day and you're like, wow, that was a really good day. Take note of the ways that you spent your day and the things that brought you joy and that made that day good. Now, that doesn't have to be your everyday routine, but it can be a routine that you remember on a certain day when you feel tired, when you feel energetic, when you feel ready for the day, when you feel not ready for the day. The ways that you remember what you need on certain days will help you create your perfect routine. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it gave you some ideas, a sense of understanding and reality, because it's so easy to fall into the traps of social media. I know I do all the time. I love creating videos, but they can be so deteriorating on your mental health. And it creates this false sense of comparison for other people that's just not needed. It's just not needed. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you like, comment, follow, or subscribe on all of my platforms. My main Instagram is Talk About It Podcast, and my personal account is AB Wiskus on Instagram. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying the content. I love hearing what you guys have to say. The DMs, the text messages, you guys are amazing. I love, love, love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.